This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Today you get to meet the new Executive Director of Saving Grace Humane Society, Natasha Fisher. Good morning.
Good morning.
So get real close to that. You have been on the job since July 13th, so clearly by now you understand everything about Roseburg. You know all the background, and you know everything about running Saving Grace.
Oh, yeah.
No?
Definitely been a learning curve so far. It's an information overload, but it's been exciting.
So what got you interested in this position? Talk about your background.
Yeah, so I worked in child welfare for nearly 10 years, and then most recently I was the executive director at the Art Center in downtown Springfield, so not too far from here. I've always held a deep passion for animals, though. It's been something that I have really always wanted to work in this field since I was a little kid. I have four pets myself, so when the opportunity arose, it was like fulfilling a childhood dream.
And where'd you get started? You've done a number of different things, it sounds like.
Yes, I have. So I've actually started in the nonprofit world with AmeriCorps program. So I did a service year starting up a volunteer program for a children's organization that helps abuse kids. From there, they hired me on. I kind of jumped around, moving up in their offices. They had 14 offices across the state of Florida. Then I worked at Disney for a while in their events, and that really gave me a broad perspective of their systems. And then I came out to Oregon. I wanted to move back west and got into the arts field. So,
wow. So why is it that you've got this passion for animals?
That's a good question. I feel like it's something that I've always just really been born with. Since I was a little kid, I've always loved them. I also, you know, have a dog myself that when I first moved out to Oregon, actually went missing on a trail on my birthday. And that's where I really got connected with the animal-loving community and was really touched by people who have a passion for animals. And it only kind of solidified my love for working with this community. So I'm very excited.
So you did get the dog back, though.
I did, yeah. Sorry, spoiler alert. There was a happy ending. He was found nearly 20 miles from where he went missing 10 days later.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
There's got to be a story there. You'll probably not ever totally know it.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what he went through, but he barely made it, but he's alive. So, and it was really in thanks to the great community that helped out.
So what do you see now that you've been at Saving Grace for a couple weeks? What do you like about it?
So what I love most is the dedicated team. I could tell from the moment that I walked in that this is a group of very, very compassionate, caring people. They give their heart and soul every day to these animals that are vulnerable and need homes, hurt, lost. It's not an easy job at times. For them, there can be a lot of compassion fatigue, and you can just tell that it takes a really strong and caring person to be able to do this kind of work and to care for these animals in our community.
And you've got a unique mix, too, for a nonprofit. Well, not necessarily so unique, but you're dealing with some staff, but also a lot of volunteers as well.
Yes, we have over 200 volunteers, and we really could not run the shelter without our amazing volunteers. I've got to meet some that have been here over 15 years, so that's incredible. We also obviously have foster volunteers that are critical to our cause. If anyone's interested in volunteering, please contact us, because we always need more fosters and volunteers.
So what do you see ahead for Saving Grace?
I see us continuing to grow. Jennifer, who was before me, has done a lot of great work, and I'm really excited to be able to build upon that. I want to strengthen our community partnerships, get more animals adopted, get them into homes, create a community where we can all care for our animals, respect them, and really help as many as we can.
And you have quite a fostering program going out there.
We do, absolutely. Alex, who leads our team, has been doing a really great job. Again, not an easy job. We have currently 84 animals in foster care.
Wow.
So, again, if you're looking to foster, we would absolutely love that. We're also currently looking for dog food donations, or if you're in need of dog food, it tends to be a barrier sometimes for people who can't afford to care for their pets. We provide a mobile food bank. So,
a lot of effort, a lot of things going on there, and it looks like you've got a lot of ideas to just keep rolling along.
Yes. Yeah, we are. One of our biggest focus right now is our upcoming fundraiser. It's our largest one, Paws for Cause. So I got to go out to Melrose Vineyards to see the venue. I'm still new to the area, so I'm learning everything. And it was just beautiful out there. So that's really exciting. It's August 28th. We would absolutely love for anyone to join. There's live music, food. It's going to be a really fun time.
All right. Anything else you people ought to know about you?
About me, I am just so excited to be here. I grew up in Colorado mostly. I spent a lot of time in Florida. I've also loved to travel, so I kind of bring a broad perspective, but I'm so excited to get ingrained in this community. I love a small community where I can connect with others, so I can't wait to meet everybody and build those connections.
So if you like to travel, what's the farthest place you've gone?
Oh my goodness. I guess the most exotic is I've been to Zimbabwe. I actually did a wildlife conservation project volunteering there.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't think of anybody I know who's been to Zimbabwe.
Yeah, it was fun. And most recently, Morocco. Yeah, that
very
was interesting
good.
Too.
All right. And again, what's the date for Paws for the Cause?
It is August 28th. It's a Friday at Melrose Vineyards.
All right. And more information on the Saving Grace website then.
Absolutely. Second race.
All right. Natasha Fisher, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
8:38 at the Morning Report.